The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome, everybody. We're back here on 2-Minute Drill. Pierce and Scott. We're going to get into Week 17. We're going to talk about everything that happened Week 16, MVP candidates, all that noise. But we got rocked by two very major news stories that dropped within the last 2 hours.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and send our condolences. We'll start locally and then branch out nationally. And I was extremely shocked when I heard that Jeff Dickerson from ESPN Chicago had passed away. I didn't know that he was sick. I'm sure a lot of people didn't know. I saw Kat's tweet. I believe it was Christmas Eve. Sent out prayers for JD, and I was very shocked to even think about something like that because I had just heard him last month on Keyshawn, Jay Will, whatever show that they got. He was doing he was talking about the Steeler game.
Yeah, Keyshawn, Jay Will, and I don't even know the other nigga name.
Yeah.
Oh, Max. Max is on there now.
That's right. Max is on there now. I thought Zuba was still on there. It's Max now. And, you know, you never would have known that. That he was sick. And I remember listening to JD would do fill-ins for Wallow and Sylvie or for Mac Yerko and Harry. Eventually went on to just focus on the Bears beat, did Dickerson Hood for a little bit while. And he was like doing national, which is like a lot of folks from ESPN Chicago didn't do national. Jeff would do national. And Jeff was one of the best Bear beat reporters, one of the ones that you could count on when stuff was shaking and moving within Hallis Hall. That was a stunner. 44 of colon cancer is, didn't Chadwick die at 44?
Yes.
Colon cancer? 43.
It was colon cancer. I think it was 43.
43 of 44.
He's around the same age. Yeah.
But it's very scary to be hearing that 43, 44 years old. And, you know, condolences go out to his son. He just lost his mother a couple of years back from cancer after a long fight with that. And then for JD to go through that, you know, as a child that has lost a parent to cancer, it's tough to lose two in such close proximity. I have no idea what that kid is going through. And it is, it's painful. It's very painful. I was listening to, ESPN Chicago before we started, and you know, Waddle was holding back shiz, so it's definitely hitting a lot of people in Chicago hard, man. But it's sad.
Yeah, man, it's super sad, definitely, man. I've been you know, anybody who listens to Chicago you know, media or whatever, radio, over this whole really last decade plus, I've been listening to JD since he's been on Waddle and Sylvie, and when he would come on Carmen and Yurko, even the early days when Yurko was on, was it Yurko, Harry, and I forgot.
Mac Yurko and Harry.
Yeah, Mac Yurko and Harry. I've been listening to him that long and reading his columns on, you know, on ESPN and things of that nature. And I actually had the pleasure of meeting him a couple times while joining the Bears beat this year. He's one of the first two people I met when I covered the Vegas Raiders game back in October. It was him and Kevin Fishbane were the first couple people I met. And he was just a super nice guy, man. He was a super nice guy. I just saw him last month, literally just saw him last month at the Lions game on Thanksgiving, man. And that stuff is just really unfortunate. Like you were saying, I really, really feel bad for his son. You know, I can't imagine losing one parent, especially not two, at 11 years old. And so, man, I just want to keep his the prayers for his family, all his friends, all, you know, everybody who's known him in our prayers right now. It was definitely something that caught me off guard, because, you know, I've met him a couple times, and there's, you know,
He was so young, and he was literally
super. I didn't even know he was that young. Like you said, I didn't know he was sick at all. Like, I literally was just sitting next to him at the Niners game. And you never know people going through. Like we were saying with Chadwick, nobody knew outside of Chadwick's family that he was sick. I had no fucking idea. And it just kind of like came out of nowhere, man. So prayers up for his family and friends, especially his son.
Yeah, man. And literally seconds before we started this podcast, we got the unfortunate news about John Madden. 85 years old, passed away this morning. Wild, man, because, you know, we can't imagine a world without John Madden.
Yeah.
Whether it's the coach, the commentator, the guy with the name on the video game, John Madden has been such an integral part of every sports fan's life for decades. And they just did the documentary on him. And when I heard they were doing the documentary, I'm like, oh, yeah, he must be on his way to transitioning. They did the documentary for Christmas Day before the Packers game.
Yeah,
it was
Christmas Day right before the Packers game. Yeah.
And then 3 days later, he's gone. And one of the best minds in football. He only coached for about 10 years as the coach at Oakland Raiders, won his championship, and then he was out because what else is there to do? And then went on to become a legendary broadcaster, first with CBS, and then with Fox. He was paired with Pat Summerall for years. And a lot of people's first, you know, football, you know, game. It's probably a Pat Summerall and John Madden game, whether it's Fox or CBS.
Yeah.
Went on to do Monday Night Football and then Sunday Night Football, ABC and NBC with Al Michaels before retiring in 2009. And, you know, we talk about like one of the smartest guys. A lot of like what we see now watching television, watching football, was started by John Madden. I want to say John Madden was the first dude to like really break down shit on the Telestrator.
I knew about John Madden before I even really fully know about football. Like, Madden was kind of like my introduction into knowing about plays and shit. Like, you were just saying on the Ask Madden or shit like that. Like, they would have like the little shit where he'd be breaking down what each play meant. And as somebody, if you're a kid, if you're like 11, 12 years old, you don't know what the fuck a shotgun play is. You know what play action is. Like, he would be breaking down that shit on the game. So that kind of was like my introduction. And of course, when we were, you know, we're in our 30s. So we were growing up a time, we caught the tail end of his announcing career. You know what I'm saying? So I remember the first couple games was a Monday Night Football. Always
calling big games.
Yeah, always calling big games. It'd be him, Pat Summerall, Al Michaels, and it would just be, that was my first original thoughts of football, man.
Mm-hmm. You knew it was a major game when you heard John Madden on the call for it. You know, the boom, everything that John Madden was about, man, was just fun. And like, I want to watch the documentary because I don't even know how the fuck he got his name on that goddamn video game. But for that to just become, a supernova of sorts, like, nobody can predict the video game becoming bigger than the video game.
Yeah.
But somehow Madden became bigger than anything we talk about in sports. And that's kind of why we've gotten the same exact Madden for the last 7 years. Because right. It's so damn big. Yeah. You don't really need to do anything.
In his honor, make better games.
Yeah, in his honor, man. If you guys want to uphold John Madden's legacy, EA, make a good goddamn football game for once. Yeah. Bring back owner mode. But yeah, man, John Madden, absolute legend in the coaching world, a legend in the broadcasting world. You know, everybody who's picked up a mic or a headset and gone to talk sports and wanted to be, you know, the John Madden of their, you know, their profession. So two outstanding losses in the football world. And, you know, there won't be another JD and there definitely won't be another John Madden.
Definitely not, man.
Let's get into the rundown. and the things that we did have to talk about before, you know, the unfortunate passings that
before life be hitting,
man. COVID's hitting, you know, hitting hard, man. We've seen it now in you know, whole ass bowl games getting canceled. We had games on Tuesday last week. You know, now it's come the news that, what is it? Now you can test negative quickly and get back on the field. It's just nasty shit.
Nasty shit, man. Like, it's actually that news just broke. A lot of shit we're recording. We actually picked the, you know, the timing of today. So much news dropping. A lot of it, of course, a lot of it, all of it, unfortunate. You know, with the NFL basically said, fuck their COVID protocols. There, that's pretty much what I got from reading that four page with a press release they put out. You know, you got the CDC saying that you don't need to be in quarantine for 10 days anymore, it could be 5 days. You know, the unvaccinated thing was, I mean, the vaccinated thing was whatever, but the unvaccinated. Being able to play after 5 days, and I think the most egregious part of it, they're not even getting tested. So they said this is basically like a like an honor system of players reporting their symptoms, and we all know NFL players are the greatest, most honest people on planet Earth. So we know that's going to work out well. And I just really, I made a joke yesterday when I was at the Clippers game. We were talking about who's going to be in the Super Bowl. And, you know, one of the Clippers beat writers was like, oh, well, you know, I'm really interested to see if there's going to be any playoff games that's going to be interrupted by COVID. And I made a joke like, shit, Roger Goodell going to throw away all them tests. He's going to just stop testing come playoff time. And little did I know how true I would be. And it's just, it's crazy. The world is nuts right now. Wouldn't Bernie Mac say, America's crazy right now. It's crazy right now, America. That's how I feel. Like, it's just really, you out here, you gotta duck shit. I had two masks on yesterday. I'm still waiting for my KN95 mask to come. I was double masked up at the crypt last night. And it's just like, everything I look at now just looks like, it looks nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Do they be playing Snoop all through the crypt? Does YG make it through the playlist?
They play the new YG song. What's the switch your fingers up, bang, motherfucker, bang. Sign language. Yeah, they play sign language like every other fucking timeout. We can freak it by Corrupt is playing every time the Clippers win. California Love gets played.
I'm good on that.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Lakers. I like the Lakers music better. They play that. I love LA. After every time they win, that's way better.
It's so much better. I mean, yeah, the Dodgers play that too. Because I think that the Angels play California Love after they win too, right?
Every game I've been to, the Angels, they've lost. I have no fucking idea.
Okay.
Literally every Angels game I've been to, they've lost.
Please. I've gone from saying save Mike Trout to save Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Save my Japanese son.
Exactly.
But let's get into the rundown, man. Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys have surprised a lot of people. I want to say, they're 11-3?
Yeah, they're 11-3 now.
11-4.
It's 11-4. 11-4, yeah.
Right? We got two more games left. Yeah, 11-4. They're 11-4 right now. They've already locked up the NFC East.
Locked it up or they even played on Sunday.
Right. So they can really just worry about seeding for these last two games. But they dominated. You know, Washington's terrible. Like, let's not get it twisted. But every facet of the game, they dominated. And it's been like that the last 2 weeks. Granted, yeah, the Giants are terrible too. But they ran through the Giants a week before that as well. The way Dak is playing, Zeke is back to his form. They got an issue with Amari Cooper where he's not happy. They got to kind of figure that shit out. The CD is incredible. And then you go on a defense, they got the top two defensive player of the year candidates.
Yeah.
In Michael Parsons, who will probably win as a rookie, which is unfucking real.
Yeah.
And Trevon Diggs, who's going for the single season interception record.
Yeah, 11 interceptions is nuts. Like, you know, we can sit up here and, you know, I like to make jokes, not jokes, but I make a comparison of Eddie Jackson, where I say, yeah, he's either turnover or bust because Trevon do be getting fucked up in coverage otherwise. But 11 interceptions is just some crazy ass shit. I don't know if he'll get the red. Getting three picks in two games is would be nuts.
Yeah.
But it's definitely something to talk about. He's really been a guy who, you know, one thing we've seen about these Cowboy teams over the years, there's always been an issue with them. And this is the best Cowboy defense I've seen in an extremely long time. They're just making plays, and the offense finally woke up this week. Like you said, now granted, Washington's not that good of a team, but they weren't putting up points against bad teams lately. So it was good to see Dak start to look like Dak, and it was good to see their offense start to open up. And I will say, for the first time, I'm actually confident in a Dallas team heading into January. I don't think I've ever said that.
Yeah, it's not the usual, oh, you know, when are the Cowboys going to eventually fuck it up? Because most times than not, you can see the fuck up coming from a mile away. It might be some fugazi shit, Dan's called it, but the fuck up always comes from a mile away. There's some really good NFC teams this year,
yeah,
but ain't no reason that the Cowboys can't be the one that come out on top at the end of the day.
With the NFL in general.
Besides Mike McCarthy, because, you know.
Yeah, well, there's always that car. There's always that car. But I feel like, you know, right now in the NFL, there's not really any favorites. Like, this season has been weird because I feel like the last 3 to 4 weeks, really the games ain't been that good. Like, I was sitting here watching Sunday on Red Zone. I'm like, this shit's kind of trash. Like, and this is like the third or fourth time I've said this over the last couple weeks. I'm like,
there's been some very bad weeks of football.
Very bad weeks of football.
When you got the Jets and the Jaguars. It's a shitty week of football.
Yeah. And, you know, it just hasn't delivered. Like, I could probably put the number of great games we've had this season on one hand. Like, usually you can do it, but I can't really name it. To me, that's only setting up for it to be an insane playoff, because there's nobody – you could sell me on getting Green Bay and Kansas City. You could sell me on Dallas finally coming out the NFC. Shit, you can sell me on the Colts coming out of the AFC. There's so many different teams right now. And I think that's the exciting part about it as a fan, is you're getting ready for the playoffs in 3 weeks and what exactly we can see. But when it comes to Dallas, I think Dallas is a legit threat. And if they can finish with that 2 seed and know that they can, that everybody's got to come to Jerry World unless they have to go play in Lambeau Field, which if you're a Cowboy fan, I know you actually want to look for your revenge from the little Dez Carter game. So that's going to be interesting to see over these next couple weeks. But this last game, they really like kind of asserted their dominance. And that was a really okay, you know, they did what they had to do type game.
Speaking of the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, after subsequent falls by Kyler Murray and Tom Brady before he got himself back on the horse last week, Aaron Rodgers is looking like the leading MVP candidate right now. Very good game against the Browns the other day. I'm stuck on Jonathan Taylor. I really don't give a shit about the whole, oh, quarterbacks always win MVP, because it shouldn't have to be that. If you want to talk about MVP, what does MVP stand for? Most valuable player. Most valuable player to their team in the league this season has been Jonathan Taylor. Because the Colts have been started off, what, 1-4?
1-4.
1-4. And then Frank Wright was just like, oh, what am I doing? I have a workhorse of a running back. Let's just hand the ball off to him an ungodly amount of times, take the pressure off Carson Wentz, so then Carson Wentz can hit out playmakers. And they have cruised, and they look like, I think they've only had the one loss to Tampa since then. And they look like they're the biggest threat to come out of the AFC. Who, you know, say what you want to about the Patriots right now, or even the Chiefs. If you're not looking at the Chiefs as the biggest contender, it's got to be Indy. And I think that's solely on Jonathan Taylor. But if you don't give it to Jonathan Taylor, the most logical pick is probably Aaron Rodgers as a repeat, because dude is just balling out nasty right now. We thought that there was going to be some turmoil with him coming back. Nah, man, he's been flourishing. It sucks to fucking say. He's still the best player in the league. It's between the two of them.
I agree with you when it comes to Jonathan Taylor. Like, yes, the MVP should be voted that way. That's not how they vote. So he's probably going to finish in third. I do think it's going to come between 12 and the GOAT.
12 and 12.
I call 12 because he's the feds also. So it's a double entendre there. And I just refuse to call him by his name anymore. Until he's out of my life. And the GOAT. But
see, he back gaslighting on COVID.
Oh, yeah. I just look, McAfee's my guy, but you gotta stop giving him a platform to say stupid shit. like,
tired of it.
Like he's got saying, then he tried to defend it today when somebody got at him, was like, well, look at this clip I played of Barkley being pro vaccine. And I'm like, okay, all right,
man.
That's not the point, but all right. But I mean, at this point, if you give it to Rodgers or 12, you know, I wouldn't be mad at it if either the proof is in the pudding. Look at the numbers. The numbers are ridiculous. Now I'm going to sound biased and so be it. I have no problem being that. I would give it to Brady just because I've never seen no shit like this from somebody at this fucking age. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what 12 is doing right now is great. You know, Green Bay looks like a really, really good team, but it's also kind of like, I've seen this shit before from Green Bay. There's nothing I've seen from this Green Bay team that looks any different than the last two seasons. The question is, are they going to fuck it up? That's the question right now. They've been in what, 3 NFC championship games in a row, 2 or 3. And
they've gone to a lot of NFC championship games throughout the years.
And
they've only won one of them.
They've only won one of them. And that just happened to be the game that Caleb Haney was playing, but that's neither here nor there.
Sorry, booty butt ass Bears.
That okay. They barely won. They won on a final possession of a BJ Raji interception.
Go beat a real team, Aaron.
Yeah, go beat a real team. You would prove beating the Bears backup. But
do it all the time, man. It's not special anymore.
Yeah, I would say I would say it's going to be a race that's going to go down to the wire because the Buccaneers do have some sorry ass teams coming up and Brady can really pad them stats. But right now, if it was me, if I had a vote, I'd give it to Tom Brady. Just I've never seen a guy at 44. He's already won an MVP in his 40s. And to be this close to win another MVP in his 40s, which would just be nuts. But I definitely think it's going to come between the two number 12s.
All right. Sorry, I got a little bit distracted on Instagram. Strongest Super Bowl contender in both conferences.
Strongest Super Bowl contender in both conferences. With NFC, I'm going to stick to what I've been saying. I guess because I don't think there's a flat-out dominant contender, I'm going to go with the proven hand. Until somebody beats Tom Brady, I'm going to keep picking this nigga. I'm going to just keep picking. I don't trust – like, NFC North fans are trying to tell you niggas that John Matthew Stafford is not it. So I definitely don't trust the Rams going into anybody's house beating anybody of substance. The Cowboys have a good shot, but – can they beat Rodgers or Brady? That's the question. You know what I'm saying? Can they, you know, at home field doesn't matter for Tom Brady. You know, he'll go to your house and beat you. He'll beat you in Tampa. That doesn't really matter to me, even if they have to go to Jerry World. And then the Packers are really good. And I think the one thing that would separate the Packers team from last year's Packers team is who's the running back? Is it A.J. Dillon, doesn't it?
Aaron Jones has been hurt, so yeah, AJ Dillon.
AJ Dillon, he's been the real kind of being able to slow the game down, and I think that's going to be something that's going to work in their favor if they don't get too fucking pass happy. But until I see somebody beat them, we saw last year, Brady went to Lambeau and beat them. You know, every day he won a road game every game up until the Super Bowl. The only home game they played was the Super Bowl. So I'll have to pick the Buccaneers, and I think they're going to get healthy. They should be getting everybody back for that first wild card game. But in the AFC, I'm going to ride the Colts train, bro. I'm going to ride the Colts train. Pat still hasn't looked like Pat yet. So until I see that, I'm not going to pick the Chiefs. Buffalo, I've gotten all the way off the Buffalo bandwagon. They're making me look bad. I crowned them at the beginning of the season. Before the season even started, they've looked bad. And there's really no other team that really like impresses me. So I'm gonna go with Indianapolis. They've got Jonathan Taylor. Carson Wentz has not been bad. They've got a really, really good defense. And I really love Frank Reich as a coach. I think he's been really holding it down. So those are the two teams you can probably sell me on the most.
Because I don't think the Colts are gonna win their division. They got off to a slow start. Last week, Tennessee winning against San Francisco was huge because if they lose that game, then I think the Colts have kind of control their own destiny in that regard. But now they absolutely need Tennessee to lose to try to jump up and get that one seed and finish a game ahead of them. I don't think it will happen. So I think they'll be a wild card team. Or I think they'll have to go on the road. I'm just trying to think in my head. Chiefs, hell, they might have to play Tennessee in the wild card round. I think it would be Tennessee because Patriots.
Do we have any update
or Cincinnati? I have not seen anything. Yeah. So that kind of leads me to believe that it's still on the same timeline of possibly him returning for the first game of the playoffs. But again, like, I haven't been keeping up with Derrick Henry and the timeline for him to return, but he should be in line to come back in time. And that would be major for them.
Yeah.
If they can get him back to the playoffs, then you have to help a fresh Derrick Henry to mow down people. You just hand the fucking ball off. And then once you get to the red zone, then you can get Julio and A.J. Brown in play. But because I don't think that the Colts won the division, I'm going to stick with Kansas City. Kansas City has been rolling. Kelce was missing this past Sunday, and they still just worked the Pittsburgh Steelers like it was nothing. So I want to say, what, it's Cincinnati this upcoming week?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, I think they end with Denver. So they can get on, if they can continue the hot streak, they're the top seed right now, so they go into the playoffs still with that top seed and the bye into the divisional round. You got two teams going to Arrowhead. I mean, it kind of depends on who will be going if you feel like they might be vulnerable. But right now, I don't see it. But, I mean, it doesn't mean it can't happen. And then in the NFC, I hate I got to do it, but it's Green Bay as of now. I will say this, though. Their defense is really fucking sorry. Regular season sorry.
It's sorry.
But playoff sorry.
Yeah.
Like, you can smell the jig of this defense coming in the playoffs a mile away.
Yeah.
Definitely. You know? So, Tampa, like, yeah, it's on Tom Brady, but Tom's missing some weapons. And now, you know, Chris Godwin has his ACL tear. So, you down one. You got to get Mike Evans back out of COVID protocol. Who the fuck knows with AB? So that kind of all depends on that.
And well, AB played this kinda, week.
Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah. I had no idea if they played or not. So that's a plus. Dallas is also a threat, but as of right now, I gotta go with Green Bay. I go with Green Bay.
You bring all valid points there. But it's just something about it's kind of like Rich Eisen said, I gotta see it. Every time Brady loses, I got to see it. Every time Brady loses, it'd be like some last-minute shit that you be realizing that you be trying to figure out what the fuck happened. Like, all the time. Like, I've never seen – like, I can't remember last time Brady lost before the AFC or the NFC Championship game. And every time
– the last game in New England.
Okay, the last game in New England. I kind of blocked that one out of my memory. But for the most part, it always comes to – even the game in New England, it came down to the last play. So it's like, it's not like something where niggas just like get Brady up out of here. And like you said, with the defense on the Packers, just look at this Browns game on Christmas. Yeah, they won, but that game was way closer than it fucking needed to be. Like, they got away with a pass interference. And by the way, everybody was complaining about that pass interference. I was like that James Franco first time niggas got screwed in Lambeau, huh? The refs didn't work in your favor. Wonder why I've seen that one before. But yeah, that thing right there is definitely something that will be problematic if I was a Packers fan, and thank God I'm not. And I think it's also going to be interesting playoffs because we don't know where Aaron Rodgers' mind is at. I think win or lose, he could still fucking lead. I could see the Packers winning the Super Bowl. He'd be like, all right, I won.
I don't think he's staying at all. I think that's kind of set. To me, that's set in stone that he's not going to stay.
From your lips to God's ears, my brother. I would love now. I'm gonna do a holy dance as soon as that Adam Schefter, Ian Rapoport, break across my time. Hey,
you gonna hear me like Keyshawn Johnson? What? Hey, I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free.
Exactly.
No longer mine.
Like, just think about the landscape of the NFC North when he leaves, bro. Like, I'm more excited. Dude, we got to compete with Jordan Love, Kirk Cousins, and fucking Jared Goff. Happy me. So that's going to be important, too. If Packer fans need to embrace this maybe final playoff run. Embrace it. No matter what happens, embrace it. Because I think Q Aaron Rodgers, throw Rogan is out of there. Win or lose, He's out of there. And I would love nothing more. Wouldn't that be great? Aaron Rodgers, Ryan Pace, and Matt Nagy all leave one offseason? Oh.
Oh, happy day. Oh, yeah. Shout to the mans. Shout out to the mans, Jay Weed. Yeah. That's a lot of whole happy day, bro.
Happy day.
Oh, man. I feel like we already know, like, who we think are, like, the toughest teams, possible wild card teams, right?
Yeah.
The Colts got to be one.
Yeah.
But in the NFC, who do you look at as, like, the toughest wild card team in the NFC?
Well, I have one, but then – they kind of slacked off the last two games and now Garoppolo's injured. I was going to say the Niners. But, wild card team. Well, I got to by default, I don't really believe in this team, but just looking off the other wild card teams that you got, I mean, you got Philly and who's the other one? It probably has to be the Cardinals by default.
So the wild cards right now, Cardinals who are slipping, falling, they can't get up.
Yeah.
They are at 5. The Niners are currently 6th. And the Eagles are holding down the 7th spot, which, yeah, God, so I didn't think that was going
to
happen.
Yeah, by default, I would have to say the Cardinals because Jimmy G is injured, and it's looking like Trey Lance is going to start the rest of the season. And that's a slippery slope for the Niners. So I guess by default, I'm going to have to say the Cardinals. I don't really like how the Cardinals are playing. I mean, you called this a couple weeks ago. And also, I saw an interesting stat. I think Darius Butler tweeted. I don't know if it was Darius Butler or one of them tweeted that even when he was in college, Kiff Kingsbury's teams always do bad in the second half of the season. So this is a trend now, even outside of the NFL.
I mean, you know what they call it, Kyler Murray, right?
What?
Mr. October. he be lighting that bitch up in October.
Yeah, in October, then it get cold outside. And then it get
really
cold
outside. Can't stay.
Yeah, then they start being a high 40 at night in Arizona. And that's when it gets when we start seeing them coyotes outside at 6 p.m. But yeah, I mean by default it would have to be Arizona, but I've really got no faith in them niggas whatsoever.
Nah, I never had faith in Arizona, especially like now you have to tell me that Hopkins is supposed to come back healthy.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that, son. The Niners would be it, but they're talking about Jimmy G's got his thumb issue. You're gonna be throwing Trey Lance in there last two games of the season and possibly a playoff game. That's very unsettling, but if they can figure out the quarterback situation, it will be them. I can't believe I'm about to fucking say this. Might be the Philadelphia Eagles, just because nobody knows what's coming out of the Eagles. They're starting to find themselves offensively. They lost Miles Sanders, which sucks for them. But defensively, they're playing their asses off. So if I had to go through with any of the three, or even, like, fuck the Vikings, no. You got Ian Book starting with the Saints, fuck no. I'm not trusting the Cardinals, and I got to see what's up with Jimmy G. So for right now, it had to be Philadelphia.
Yeah, anybody who says they know what the fuck is going to happen in 3 weeks is a fucking liar. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, anybody who thinks they have an idea, there's no way you've been watching NFL this season and think you have an idea.
But especially when you got a team like the Eagles, where they still got a lot of guys who's on the championship roster.
Yeah, yeah. What's your opinion? I want to ask you, as somebody who's been in the market, recently, what's your opinion on Jalen Hurts?
I've always liked Jalen. I don't look at Jalen as like a top 15 quarterback. I think right now in his career, it's year two. He's still, you know, learning how to play the position at an NFL level, but he's got talent.
Yeah,
he's got tons of talent. Like people are shitting.
Like he shows flashes.
Yeah, people were shitting on his arm at certain points and calling him the worst quarterback in football. And I'm like, dog, we just saw Mike Glennon and Jake Fromm starting an NFL game. Over the last couple weeks for the Giants.
Ready for Glenn and Foles on Sunday.
Oh, God. On the lakefront. Cannot wait for that. If you lose against Mike Glennon, I'm gonna be so fucking pissed.
Wilson and lose to Mike Glennon.
Listen, that's Chicago Bears
fan. That's Chicago Bears football.
Yeah. No, I really do like Jalen. And I think that if you want to go into year three and continue to work him out, that's better option than anything else the Eagles got going. But if you have an opportunity, and it kind of sucks for them now because they're good. The Dolphins are playing their fucking asses off right now. That's another AFC strong contender because that defense is playing well.
How far are they out the wild card?
I believe they're in the wild card right now, if I'm not mistaken. I believe they're in a spot.
Because that game last night was nasty. They had that on in the media room. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, their defense has been solid. Let's see, where are the Dolphins?
Yeah, they're the 7th seed.
Yeah, they're 7th seed because the Chargers jacked it terribly.
The Chargers play with their food all the motherfucking time. And the Ravens got an excuse because Lamar's been out the last couple games. But the fucking Chargers be pissing me off. I'm not a fan of them niggas, but it's just something about the Chargers. They just, like, there's no reason that she's supposed to not fuck losing to Houston. They got their ass kicked. That game was never close whatsoever. And it's like, every time you think the Chargers are turning the corner, they might be a threat out here.
They almost beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, they almost beat the Chiefs.
They almost beat the Chiefs, took first place.
And that's why when the season started, when people was like, I think I could see the Chargers win the division, I said, no. And just something about the Chargers. Don't matter who the fuck the coach is.
I said it right, red too. No.
No. Yeah, it don't matter who the coach is. There's something about the Chargers going to charge. And we seeing that shit right now. It's like you got Herbert and everybody else is just fucking up. Herbert the only one doing his job.
Yep. Are we going to talk about week 17 now? I think we're going to talk about week 17 in the NFL. First week 17 that is not the last week of the season. So it's going to take some getting used to. But week 17, sorry for everybody that has 2 weeks of fantasy football finals. I hate that. The Philadelphia Eagles control their own destiny. They go to Washington to face the football team. Taylor Heineke started the other day. So tentatively, Heineke's in starting for Washington. I know the Eagles are doing this thing where, like, they're trying to keep the quarterback separate to avoid any in-swapping of COVID. We'll see if that works.
The remains of Tyler Heineke played on Sunday.
Right, because he was definitely a ghost in that game.
Yeah. So I will probably go with where's the game at? Is it in Philly?
It's in Washington. 4-point spread.
I'm gonna go with Philly. I don't have that much. I could see Washington winning that game, but I'm gonna go with Philly just because they've got more riding on it.
I'm gonna go with Philly. They've been playing good football lately. Washington has been doing the exact opposite. 3-7 in the last 10. So I'm gonna stick with Philadelphia. The Raiders are in Indianapolis, still wondering about the status of Carson Wentz. He was placed on the COVID list, but I think with the new rules that they implemented today, he could possibly be off of it
for Sunday. I'm fine. Look, I'm not coughing.
Right. This line's actually been bouncing back and forth because I know it was like closer to 3, and now it's back up to 5. But it really doesn't matter who's the quarterback for the Colts. You can go get Phillip Rivers out of whatever high school he's coaching at, and I'm still gonna go with the Colts because they're gonna run the fucking football down Oakland's throat or Vegas's throat. I really like David Carr. I think Derek Carr's had a really nice season, but he's gonna throw that pick at the end of the game that loses it for them.
Well, you just gotta keep with the buck, man. The Raiders suck. That's a team stinks, man. Like I said, it's not really Derek Carr's fault. I think Derek Carr has been pretty, decent for Derek Carr this season. But it's just not a good football team. Just not a good football team. They have not, had any type of consistency this year. And like you said, they could pull out Phillip Rivers to throw for a couple quarters from whatever high school he's at. And I'm going to go with the Colts. And also the Colts are well coached team. Because at the end of the day, you don't really need to throw the ball to beat the fucking Raiders. Get the ball, Jonathan Taylor. Get the fuck out of his way. So I'm going with the Colts.
Yeah. Tampa Bay in MetLife take on the Jets. 13.5-point spread. They're giving touchdown Tommy against the team who's a torment for years and years and years. Do they cover that 13.5-point spread?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
It's against the Jets, of course.
Yeah. Sorry, Jet fans. You got to deal with one last round of pain from touchdown Tommy.
Yeah, hey, at least y'all won last week.
Yeah, she beat the Jaguars.
Zach Wilson looked better.
you know, still should have drafted Justin Fields, but that's y'all fault.
Yeah, too bad for that.
Too bad, so sad. Atlanta is in Buffalo. 14.5-point spread for Buffalo. Like, is Matt Ryan not playing or something? Like, Matt, I know Ryan. I know the Falcons aren't like good, but they're 7-8. Like, yeah. They've been in games this year.
They're not a bad team. They just high quality mid. Right. Not high quality, low quality mid. Low quality mid.
Like, I'm still gonna go Buffalo. Right? 14 points, unless Matt Ryan's not playing. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, if Matt Ryan's not playing, it'll be a massacre. But I'm still gonna go with the Bills. I really like how they went there in New England and took care of business. As soon as everybody started crowning New England, I'm in that crowd of people, by the way. I can't take myself out of it. I was crowning New England too. These niggas have been losing the last couple games, and the Bills now are controlling their own destiny to win the East again. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Buffalo.
Yep. What I think is probably gonna be the game of the week in a possible playoff matchup. The Cardinals are in Dallas. And a rivalry, old NFC East rivalry. If you remember, the Arizona Cardinals are actually in the NFC East. Why? No one knows. Spread is 5.5 points, which tells you a lot about how people feel about Kyler Murray in Arizona right now. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Arizona just has not been able to get their offense off the ground. Kyler has to be on point. This is kind of like a home game for Kyler, because Kyler's from the area.
Yeah,
he's from Texas. He went to A&M before transferring to Oklahoma. So he's gonna be coming back and playing in front of his folks. He's gonna have to be up to snuff, man. He doesn't have his receiving core completely there. He's got AJ Green. I think Rondale Moore might be available, but he's gonna have to make plays. He's going to have to find Zach Ertz a lot, and he's going to have to make plays. And if he can't do that, then Dallas will probably route. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Cowboys too, man. Like I said, I have no faith in the Cardinals right now. And on top of that, I really think Dallas sees the goal in mind right now. Now they've already got the division taken care of. Now the goal is to finish with that number two seed, because I think one is out of reach, especially if you look at the Packers' remaining schedule. I think one is out of reach. So at least you would be like, look, at least the only place we have to go to before we have to get to LA for the Super Bowl is Lambeau Field. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think they're going to really tune up in this game. And this could be a possible playoff matchup here. This could be a possible, you know, wild card versus division winner type matchup. So I think they're going to really go out there, establish the dominance. The offense for the Cardinals has really been really sus lately. And the last thing you want to do when you're a struggling offense is going up against a very elite defense. And I think Diggs and Michael Parsons are going to have great games, man. I think this would be – not only will the Cowboys win, I got a double-digit win for the Cowboys on Sunday.
Okay. Okay. I see it. Let's go to New Orleans. The Saints fighting for their playoff lives, hosting Carolina. Normally, I'd be like Ian Buck, Trevor Siemian, Taysom Hill. Ain't no way the Saints are winning this game. Panthers are going to have to start either Cam Newton or Sam Darnold. So you tell me, who's got a better quarterback edge in this one?
Who is it again?
Carolina has Sam Darnold and Cam Newton.
I'm still going. Oh, that's tough. Because, look, New Orleans QB situation stinks, but they've got a really, really good fucking defense.
Their defense has been amazing.
They've got a really, really good fucking defense. And where's the game? Is the game in New Orleans?
It's in New Orleans, yes.
In New Orleans? I'm going to go with the Saints. I'm going with the Saints because at the very least, the defense is going to have Sam Darnold or Cam, whoever the fuck started. At this point, it don't really fucking matter. I love Cam, but the I'm back was just a good little thing, a little feel-good moment at the moment, because that shit feels like 5 years ago.
Yeah, that shit feels like... Dude, immediately.
Yeah. Current music intensifies, but... Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the Saints because at the worst, the defense can do their job and then you can give the ball to Alvin Kamara. So, you know, all you need to do is just have your fucking quarterback, you know, don't lose the game. I mean, these guys went to Tampa 2 weeks ago and beat, and not only beat the champs, them niggas, Tom Brady ain't scored a point. So they can do that to Tom Brady. They can send Sam Darnold to hell and back. Same thing with Cam. So I'm going to go with the Saints.
Sam going with the Saints. Another one of the best games that we got this upcoming week. Kansas City is in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. The Bengals are in the lead of the AFC North.
Where's the
Joe Burrow? Dom, I just literally said it's in Cincinnati.
Oh, my bad.
Joe Burrow, 500 something. He threw like the 6 most passing yards in a single game ever. He really does have a great receiving core. But these are still the Chiefs. It's going to be a nice little litmus test, a nice QB battle between Pat Mahomes and Joe Burrow.
New Bears GM, whoever you are, I hope you watch the Cincinnati Bengals. Look at the weapons that that they surrounded Burrow with. I want guys like that for my son, my big young son, Justin Fields. But to answer your question, this game is – I wish this was a nationally televised game, but – it's a tough game for Cincinnati. At least it's a litmus test. They're at home. They really need this game. But they've just been too inconsistent for me to pick against the Chiefs. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs. And, yeah, I'm going to go with the Chiefs. It's going to be a close game, though. It's going to be a close game. Well, it'll be a close game depending on if Pat Mahomes – we're still waiting for Pat to wake up and realize, yo, I'm fucking Patrick Mahomes. Now, if he realizes he's fucking Patrick Mahomes, it could be grand opening, grand closing. But as constructed right now, I'll say the Chiefs pull out a close one.
All right. Jacksonville and New England.
Skip.
Miami is in Tennessee. That's going to be another little hot game for the Red Zone.
Oh, that's going to be a good game. Yeah.
Yeah. 3.5-point favorites are the Tennessee Titans at home. We'll go with the Dolphins.
I'm rolling with the Dolphins too.
They're hot, man. I got to ride with the hot team.
We're gonna roll with the hot team, and then also same thing with the Titans. They've been real hot and cold ever since. Well, actually, they've been hot and cold even when before Derrick Henry got hurt.
Right.
You know, they never really clicked like a lot of people, including myself. Like I said, I would call myself out if I'm wrong. You know, a lot of people wrong with them, including me. And Miami's just got all the feel good vibes right now. They won a 7-game win streak. Tua's been playing really, really good. I think Brian Flores, you got to give to him. He's really rallied that team. They're the first team to have a 7-game losing streak and a 7-game win streak in the same season. That's nuts.
Talk about up and down.
Yeah,
that's what I really want to say. I can't say no more because, you know, we can cancel. But
yeah, I got to give it to him. So I think they're going to ride this momentum. It's in Tennessee? Yeah, I think they're going to ride momentum. I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Oh, shit. We got two more games to go. Lord.
Yeah, because there's no Thursday game this week. There's no Thursday, no Saturday games.
Yeah, Chargers hosting the Broncos.
That game could go any fucking way, man. You never know what the fucking Chargers, man. Is it in Denver?
If Drew Lock is starting, I'm going with the Chargers. The team I say last is hosted. Always.
Okay, thank you.
Unless I specify.
Okay.
It's in Englewood.
If Drew Lock and stuff. Yeah, that's very true. Remember niggas thought Drew Lock was cold because he knew how to rap Jeezy?
Right.
Like every white frat boy don't know how to rap fucking Jeezy. I'll go
like,
with the Chargers.
Like Jennifer Lawrence rapping Wu-Tang Clan and Don't Look Up.
You know what's funny? I actually believe that. White people love Wu-Tang.
She did it so unnaturally that
she did though. Yeah, I get it. That was her worst acted scene out of the whole movie. I think Jennifer Lawrence, you know, I was just thinking about this when we got on the pod. I think Jennifer Lawrence is a really good actor, but she's like a bitch I get into it with. Like, I don't know why. She feels like
she has a lot of thoughts and opinions.
Right. I would probably be like Jonah Hill in the movie, like where I would be going off on her like sarcastically. Every time I'll be around them. But, I'll go with the Chargers. I need the Chargers to make the playoffs. Actually, they're not going to have a home game any damn way, so it don't really fucking matter. I was trying to see a playoff game in SoFi, and I know them Rams tickets are going to be if the Rams win the division and they got that home game, that shit's going to be ridiculous price-wise. And I already know I'm too poor to go to the Super Bowl.
All right, we're skipping Houston and San Francisco. We're skipping Detroit and Seattle.
Yes.
Rams are in Baltimore.
It all depends on if Lamar plays. But as if he's not playing, or Snoop Huntley, he's been pretty solid too. Even pretty solid too. I'm like I keep saying, I don't trust the fucking Rams. I do not trust them niggas, but I'm going to pick the Rams just because I don't know who the hell is starting the quarterback.
All right. Who we got now? Kind of slipped up my hand here. Sunday Night Football, Green Bay Packers hosting the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins in prime time. Who you got?
Vikings stink, man. Packers going to win now. They already beat the Packers earlier. You know, the Packers remember that shit. The Packers are trying to close up on home field. And the Vikings are just not good. Like, the Vikings, nigga, we had a whole secondary was out. The whole secondary was out. And we had a chance to win that game. We had so many chances to win that game. We held Kirk Cousins to 87 fucking yards passing. That is not a good football team. They're going to be on the road. They're going to be in Lambeau. Packers win. Not only that, I think Packers win easily. And then I don't even think Dalvin Cook is playing, is he? But then again, they changed the COVID rules. They changed the COVID rules. That nigga probably will play. But either way, I'm going with Green Bay.
Going with Green Bay easily. And then Monday night, this is a playoff eliminator between the 7-8 Browns and the 7-7-1 Steelers.
Well, I'll be watching. Now,
I was going to say, is it Baker's last stand or is it the end of inmate number 7?
It's the end of inmate number 7 for sure. But Baker Mayfield is going to be in Cleveland for a minute. And like that's the fucked up part about that situation if you're a Browns fan. And by the way, Browns fans, I fucking told you.
Chops told you.
I told my brother. Remember Joe came with him when we did our preseason preview and he had the Browns Super Bowl. I told niggas, this team smells 2019 bearish to me. Well, you know, when you got all the elements of a good team, but your quarterback is not good. Yeah, that's what the fuck this was. But Baker is a quarterback to where he's not good enough to win you a championship. And he's not really terrible either. Baker's not a terrible fucking quarterback. So unless they can convince, you know, Aaron Rodgers or fucking Russell Wilson to come there, you niggas stuck with Baker Mayfield. And if I'm Aaron Rodgers, why the fuck would I leave Green Bay and then go to Cleveland? Like, if I'm a Lee, I'm gonna go to at least Denver popping. You know, at least Denver, you know, you got, you know, good weed out there. You know what I'm saying? You got mountains and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got good vibes.
Vegas is Vegas.
You got quality milk out there in Denver. You know what I'm saying? Vegas is Vegas. Even though Pittsburgh isn't, you know, a big city.
About quality milk, Philly's kind of, you know.
Yeah, Philly. I've heard Philly is up there. I've not been to Philadelphia. You know, even though Pittsburgh isn't a big city, Pittsburgh's still Pittsburgh when it comes to football. You know what I'm saying?
The Steelers are still a national brand.
And trust me, out of them 2 days I spent in Pittsburgh, I found way more shit to do than I do when I be in Wisconsin. That's for goddamn sure. So, yeah, the Browns are fucked, but this will be the end of inmate number 7. Will it be the end of Mike Tomlin? And what I mean by the end of Mike Tomlin, I mean if he does, if he's not the coach next year, it's because he decides to leave. Steelers don't fire coaches. And I don't think Mike Tomlin should be fired. But I want Mike Tomlin to be on the sideline on at Soldier Field coaching Justin Field. That is my unrealistic dream that I want. I love Sean Payton too, but Mike Tomlin is my favorite coach in the league. I would love. Black coach and a black quarterback? I'm with it,
who
man.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Nobody. Nobody. That's why it's not going to happen. Because McCaskey's are like only one nigga. One black is enough.
So that one time that Jason Campbell started a football game was torture. I watched that Kaepernick on the other side of the field. Yeah, man.
But I will not be watching this game. I'll be watching NBA. I think the Bulls got a game that day.
I hope they do. For the love of God, I hope they do. I hope they get to play that fucking game too. Let's say that also. Anything else?
No, man. I don't have anything. I'll just be safe this weekend. Anybody who's celebrating, I don't know why you would, because the streets look like when Scarecrow put all that fucking, that contamination on Batman Begins. That's what the streets is looking like.
I'm so happy that trailer dropped because I've been binging the Telltale series of Batman on PlayStation. Yo, and I'm fucking ready. I'm so ready.
I love Batman. I just want to say I'm looking forward to this movie.
Kevin Feige, we're sorry we got to cheat on you for just a little bit.
We were just kicking it with
Batman. We was going to get right back.
Right. You know, you cheat a little bit with the bat, but see, this is the thing, though. This is why we're going to come back, because DC's not building a universe around this nigga. Right. DC has three Batmans, which makes no fucking sense. Why you got Michael Keaton and the Batgirl now? This nigga's like 60. What are we doing here? You know, I love Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton is my introduction to Batman. But build, I'm going to keep coming out. Everybody be talking about, campaign for Snyderverse. Fuck that. I'm campaigning for Pattinsonverse. Give me a Pattinsonverse. He's young enough for you can build a fucking universe. It is such a crime. It's an American crime that Bruce Wayne doesn't have his own cinematic universe. And that's probably the disappointing part about this Batman movie. Because if it is cold, I'm going to be even more mad that this is just a singular, a one-off trilogy. That's what I'm going to be upset about.
Mm-hmm. Sam's. We got to get up out of here. Thank you guys for joining. Hopefully, we'll see you guys for week 18, final week of the NFL season. You can find me on Twitter at Cameron Santo. Scott's at Barbchair Scott.
Yes, sir.
Joe all the way over at Flo's Angelini. Wishing well. At BarbershareNet on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/BarbershareDigital. At 79th and House on Twitter for, if you really want to keep up with this Sunday's game. I don't know why you wouldn't want to. Would you really want to torture yourself?
Keep supporting us. We appreciate all the love y'all supported the company through 2021. Yes, man.
This is the last show I believe we'll have.
Last show.
For 2021.
Last show 2021. Like I said, we're still going to have Cinema of the Guys will be up this week. The year-end episode of Summer Sessions will be up. I'm not going to hold you. Season 2 will be back the week of Super Wild Card weekend, so like January 10th, I think will be season 2. So look out for that. Rona tried to hold us back from my. I just want to let y'all know I had a hilarious Christmas special lined out for y'all, but COVID said fuck us, and we couldn't do it. But my super producers are out of protocol, and we'll be back for season 2. So y'all have a safe holiday, and we'll holler at y'all in the 2022.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.